one of my neighbors told me that, man, you could have got $25 or $30 or more for that hide. I didn't know it. All's wrong. Let the buzzards have it.
Yeah. Hmm. Do you have a lot of animals like that come raid your chicken houses?
Not too bad. Once in a while, here, but old possum come around. And then now, one morning, I got up. The chickens had been, the matter had been telling me, says, something bothered them chickens in the morning. Now, one morning, I got up, walked out to the kitchen sink. And the chickens just started raising all kind of came to guineas too. And they just all run back this way. Ordinarily they'll go to the chicken house. But I don't know how come the old fox, he must have had fool or something, but there was an old fox in my chicken yard. You know? By the time I got in here and got my shotgun, got out there, he was gone. I didn't see him.
Do you have a place where you raise little ones, little chickens?
I got two incubators. 100 acres, that's two. I used to have a bunch of ducks here. Raise ducks and sell them.
Mallards?
Yeah.
Yeah, they domesticate well.
But I got rid of the old ducks. I want to get them. Well, I haven't got them yet, but I'm looking for some. When you head back towards Georgia anywhere, I'm looking for some fish bait, minnows, golden shiner. If you see or know of any anywhere, you let me know.
Okay, I'll get your address then.
Golden shiner. Went to Franklinton, I checked to the ASC office and asked a man, it's over this wildlife and well, it's edging. Oh, this, what you call it? Get some information, and he. The only thing he could give me was an address, and he wrote a letter to LSU, to the head man over there at LSU in this wildlife and fisheries, whatever you call it, game doing. Went out there to ask him. I had it in my mind. You see, I got these catfish ponds down there, and I started out in it. Well, I still got catfish down, and I feed them once in a while, but not into it like I used to be. I got it in my mind. I seen these, my neighbors down here, and they all over the country out here, Crossroads, Jacktown, we call it, Kemp, Bologna, and I check Franklin. These people sell bait minnows, but it's a kind of an Arkansas shiner. It's too bright. They die easy when you bait up your hook. They don't last.
Yeah.
And I had this guy, I told him there was a different species of minnows just like there is species of catfish. I said, you got the blue cat, tabby cat, mud cat, and you have different kinds of catfish. Well, when I put these fish in down here, I've got the channel cat and the humpback blue cat. I didn't put in and some of these what they call old tabby cats, an old brown cat. Well, I didn't want no minnows like my neighbors got down here. I wanted a better one, so I asked my son. He went over here to